I am a member of the upcoming generation, the one after Generation X, that has not yet been given a name. So far, it appears that most people are rallying behind the idea of calling us Generation Next. I believe I know why.
The older generations are hoping we will mindlessly assume our place as the next in line. That way, they won't have to explain why my generation has had to experience so much pain and heartache. What heartache, you say? Don't you know that you have grown up in a time of great prosperity? Yeah, we know that. Believe me, it has been drilled into our heads since birth. Unfortunately, the pain and hurt I speak of can't be reconciled with money. You have tried for years to buy us happiness, but it is only temporary. Money isn't the answer, and it is time for people to begin admitting their guilt for failing my generation.
I will admit that I wasn't planning to write this. I was going to tuck it away in some corner of my mind and fall victim to your whole next mentality. But after the massacre in Littleton, Colorado, I realized that as a member of this generation that kills without remorse, I had a duty to challenge all of my elders to explain why they have allowed things to become so bad.
Let me tell you this. These questions don't represent only me, but a whole generation that is struggling to grow up and make sense of this world. We all have questions. We all want explanations. People may label us Generation Next, but we are more appropriately Generation Y. Why did most of you lie when you made the vow of till death do us part? Why do you fool yourselves into believing that divorce really is better for the kids in the long run? Why do so many of you divorced parents spend more time with your new boyfriend or girlfriend than with your own children? Why did you ever fall victim to the notion that kids are just as well off being raised by a complete stranger at a daycare center than by their own mother or father? Why do you look down on parents who decide to quit work and stay home to raise their children? Why does the television do most of the talking at family meals? Why is work more important than your own family? Why is money regarded as more important than relationships? Why is quality time generally no longer than a 5 to 10 minute conversation each day?
Why do you try to make up for the lack of time you spend with us by giving us more and more material objects that we really don't need? Why does your work in the form of a cell phone, laptop, computer, etc. always come with us on vacations? Why have you neglected to teach us values and morals? Why haven't you lived moral lives that we can model our own after? Why isn't religion one of the most important words in our household? Why do you play God when it comes to abortion?
Why don't you have enough faith in us to teach us abstinence rather than safe sex? Why are you so afraid to tell us no sometimes?
Why do you allow us to watch violent movies but expect us to maintain some type of childlike innocence? Why do you allow us to spend unlimited amounts of time on the internet, but still are shocked about our knowledge of how to build bombs? Why is it so hard for you to realize that school shootings and other violent juvenile behavior result from a lack of your attention more than anything else?
Call us Generation Next if you want to, but I think you will be surprised at how we will fail to fit into your neat little category. These questions should and will be asked of the generations that have failed us.
We're going to go ahead and pull up one more, folks. We still got another minute to go here, but I just want you to see what we're going to be talking about in essence here today, okay?
Why do kids kill? This game asks players to play the role of two killers who went into their school and killed their fellow classmates and teachers. When players engage in battle, enemies are named by stereotypes or occupations such as preppy girl, janitor, math teacher, and jock type. Once a battle starts, it is impossible to avoid or escape. The player must kill the enemy or die. Once they die, they then find themselves in hell fighting demons and ends with Satan congratulating them for their victory.
A test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road and what his attitude is after everything has left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the president a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just let me go ahead and do a little bit of a recap. On Monday, we started talking about back to school, the cesspool of illegal indoctrination concerning the young people in public schools who are taught to shoot for the floor rather than for the stars. And I gave you a quote by William Bennett, a former education secretary under Ronald Reagan, who said, "In America today, the longer you stay in school, the dumber you get." Okay? Instead of taking responsibility in righting the wrongs, he wants to tell you that, you know what, I know that I'm the overseer, I'm the secretary of education in America, but I'm just here to tell you that I'm not doing my job, and somehow or another, I believe it's now my job to tell you what the problem is, rather than to take responsibility and right the wrongs. That's exactly what he's doing. Then I showed you, friends, how they are opposed to Christianity at every given step. And then I started to highlight over the week, friends, that the math books, the science books, what they're teaching concerning evolution, which is against the law in this country. And then I started to talk about the history books, how they're all being modified. They're indoctrinating books with misinformation in order to do what? Read Daniel 9:7, and you're going to understand perfectly. It's confusion by design. And simultaneously, go back just a little bit before modern times in the present concerning what's going on in public schools. Look at what the grandpas and grandmas allowed the Supreme Court to do. Concerning, they took it upon themselves through an oligarchy to go ahead and shoot at prayer and say, you know, it's no longer permissible. Neither the Ten Commandments are permissible in any sense of the word. So we're going to have to remove them. And what happened? 300 million people stood down and allowed a couple corrupt judges to go ahead and legislate, gut the pith and marrow of who we are by teaching the young people, you can't pray in school. You can't read the Ten Commandments. Okay, so that's what's going on simultaneously. And then what I did is I showed you, and I've been showing you for the last 20 years, especially on this radio program, concerning the judgments of God. And so to take it a step further concerning indoctrination and the cesspool of indoctrination in public schools, I brought you to the fact that the ACLU is now helping usher in the Muslims, the ACLU, you know, the ones that said the end of the ACLU is communism. They're subversive. They don't have a lawful leg to stand on in this country. But somehow or another, the mainstream media gave them a voice in hopes of browbeating anybody that would go against their subversive narrative. You know what I'm talking about, right? Read Micah 6:16, nothing new under the sun. I took the time yesterday as well to highlight the fact that they are now in public schools through classes, through 500 historical errors, indoctrinating American Christian children concerning the Muslim indoctrination. You know, it's one of the things that I've continuously said on the show, folks. If their God was God, all the foreigners that have come here that are afforded asylum to assimilate into America, it's interesting how they all go to Washington, D.C. to see who our God is. The only God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. If their God was God, then why is it that they had to come to America? Because they come from war-torn nations. They come from broken-down governments. They come from lands, friends, that are completely salt and they're desecrated in every sense of the word. So what do? They come over here, they ask for American help, and as they do so, they come into America and then begin to attack our system of government, which is an act of treason. But that's nothing new due to the fact that over the last 3 years, you've seen nothing but the act of treason being committed out by federal government and state governors and mayors across the country. Okay, so that's nothing new. And if you're going to allow them to do that, then I'm going to go forward and show you Muslim indoctrination. They're teaching young people in public schools to become a Muslim, okay? Somehow that's permissible, friends. Fasting for Ramadan, that's somehow permissible. Learning the five pillars of Islam in public schools in America today, memorizing verses of the Quran, adopting a Muslim name, and staging a jihad. And I want to remind everybody as to why this is going on. Because if you're not going to practice what you preach and just let it be a mere profession out of your lips and not keep the commandments of the Lord, then folks, this is exactly what you're going to get. And really what it comes down to is identifying those people they profess, but they do not. They're self-deceived in every given step of the way. But the fact of the matter is, friends, they're called antinomianists. They're antinomianists. They have no regard for God's moral law. They have no regard for God's will being done on this earth. I mean, how's it going to be done on this earth if they don't know his will, right, and his government? Yeah, and yet we're established on the Torah common law, and it's interesting how people are so ignorant of that as well. So it should come as no surprise as to why this is taking place in public schools. Now, I'm not going line upon line, precept upon precept, but I just did concerning what we've talked about all the way to today. And another one of the things that they're teaching kids, indoctrinating kids to do in public schools, and I have a whole video series on this. It's called My War, and it's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. But a program called DARE. Now, I don't know if you're aware of the program called DARE. They have another program in Minnesota. They renamed it because people were catching on to what DARE was actually doing. Folks, since when did it become law enforcement, federal government, state government, and law enforcement's job to actually teach kids how to commit the crime concerning the use of drugs? That's what the DARE program does. The word DARE means to provoke or to challenge. Guess what happens when you tell a fallen kid concerning, well, actually putting the question to them, friends, what happens when you lay to a kid and say to him, the more I tell you not to do something, the more you want to do what? They say, we want to do what you told us not to do, right? So they're going to do the opposite. Why? Because when the commandment comes, sin revives, it tells us in Romans 7. And until they're converted and they know the word of God, they're going to be confused and they're going to be working against themselves. Well, that's what the DARE program does. Matter of fact, it's also interesting, and I have a whole line of statistics on these programs. And if you talk to the kids, many of the kids that went through the program in the eighth grade became drug dealers or drug users. And they'll tell you that I never knew what any of this stuff was. I never even knew what it looked like or how to use it. Well, guess what, friends? It goes further than that. Not only are they showing the kids what they never seen before, but they're also showing them what the drugs look like, what the drugs do. They also show them how to actually make some of these drugs like crystal methane and so on and so forth. And yet they're teaching the kids, they're throwing this on kids in public schools throughout America. Did you know that the drug use rate and statistically it's up? Matter of fact, in the eighth grade alone where the DARE program was actually indoctrinated to the young kids, did you know that drug use tripled under the DARE program? Just ask them. Ask the young people. They'll tell you. Well, we're going to go forward. We're going to start talking about a little psychotropic drugs here. I just want you to understand it didn't stop there, and that's why we named what we named the show today. It doesn't stop there. It gets much worse. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back in just a moment. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends. As you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Again, that number is 281-845-4704. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. Now listen, I want to get to this because there's much to cover. And I want you to understand that all of the things that I've highlighted thus far is because of the American people tolerating that which is not legal, constitutional in this country into the classrooms. I'm here also to tell you, after doing what I've done across the country, which I guess is my claim to fame, right? That's not the claim to fame. I can tell you that because I feel like I haven't done a lot. And I'm speaking of the 365 high schools I've done in 25 different states because I don't really feel like I've done a lot. And I'm talking about Psalm 2, verse 6. Read it when you get a moment. And I'm talking about the heathen as thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth as ours, because I believe the Lord for greater things. But in the process, friends, I want you to know that I'm just merely showing you that it can be done in the sense of winning the day, because you've never, ever, 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 ever lost the right to do what you've always done. You know what's crazy about it? You think you've lost your right because of your lack of understanding of the truth of the matter, because you're not taking it seriously. To whom much is given, much is required. You're not taking that seriously. You're not looking at the price paid for your freedom. So therefore, the lack of gratitude is what has brought you to this country. And I'm talking about those that just sit around and do a whole lot of nothing. Those that are hearers of the word, not doers. Those that deceive themselves. Those are the ones that I'm talking about. Put that as a positive, James 2:14-26. And the reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because, again, I'm here to tell you, as you're looking at it, as you can't do the things that you've always had the right to do in public schools, well, you've taken on the media's mindset and you've allowed them to drive the narrative to the point where now you actually believe what they're doing is legally and lawful, when in fact it isn't in any sense of the word. And again, I always make reference concerning the topic in which we're talking about back to myself because of my experience in the public school. Our lawsuits that we have won in public schools. Why? Because they're afraid of people that actually know the law. And I'm here to tell you, we never lost the right to go in and educate our children. What has happened is the media has used the likes of the ACLU and these other communist organizations like the SPLC and others. By the way, we've invited them all on the show and none of them will come on the show. And if I was them, I wouldn't jump on the show neither, because they know what they're doing is completely promulgated and disseminated amongst the people across this country through a blatant subversive lie. So in other words, they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. And what's scary about it is most Americans in this country think they know the truth, but yet they don't practice what they preach. But what I find is many of those people that think they know the truth, they really don't know the truth. And I'll tell you what, they're not born of the Spirit of God in any sense of the word, because if they were, they would be motivated to actually do the things that Christ did. They wouldn't be walking around with a bracelet saying, "What would Jesus do?" No, it's not "What would Jesus do?" It is "What is Jesus doing?" There's a big difference, okay? So let's move on to the next point. Again, I'm just telling you, we never lost the right. What is taken over in this country is the fact that the people that don't believe the media, the 94% of you, believe the media. And that's called holding the truth in unrighteousness. So does it stop there? And I'm just nailing the tip of this iceberg concerning the topics that we've talked about today. And we're talking about the cesspool of illegal indoctrination. And I brought us this far, two Wednesday, to say to you, nope, it didn't stop there. You know, another thing that they're doing in public schools is they're setting young people up to throw them on meds, dangerous psychotropic drugs. You see all those school shootings going on across the country? You know, they became really public after April 20th, 1999, when Dylan and Eric walked into the public school to shoot it down. And I just want to say for the record, because I want you to think about what you've been told, and I just got done making the point, you don't believe the media, but when the media tells you something, you believe what they say. Well, I'm here to tell you that Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris were the ones that were sold to the American people as the only two shooters in that school, but there's over 101 eyewitnesses that saw up to 5 to 8 shooters during that school shooting. I just want to make clear, even kids that were shot said it was neither Eric or Dylan that did the shooting. And there are other kids that were named as shooters throughout that school shooting to the point where we never heard of it. Why? Because they wanted at length a lone man. That's what they're always looking for, so they can set the narrative and then kill the narrative. It's a done deal. We got that one done. And what did they do out of that crisis that they created, friends? Because there was a lot more going on in that public school than we're being told. What was the out of chaos we can create a new world order? What is it through the Hegelian dialect that they were doing? I'm asking you. They were trying to get everybody to say we need to get rid of arms, and it completely backfired on them. Completely backfired on them. Okay? And I'm just making that as a point because we started seeing a lot of school shootings that were going on during that particular time. But one of the things that the mainstream media tried to do was silence anybody that came out and told you what I'm going to tell you right now. And what is that? Did you know that in almost every given scenario, those said school shooters were on dangerous psychotropic drugs? Did you know that? No? You know all this road rage going on? Did you know that they're on dangerous psychotropic drugs? You know all these false accusations going on when people are accusing other people of crimes that they're not guilty of? You know what's going on there? It's called the fact. It's accredited to, I should say, those that are using dangerous psychotropic drugs. And the pharmaceutical companies are making hundreds of millions of dollars a day. And you know what's even worse? Is the parents are putting their kids on drugs. And I want to tell you parents exactly what those drugs are, to the best of my knowledge. I want to let you know that they're illegal street drugs from the 1950s that were totally normalized to pharmaceutical companies after George Bush took office. He opened the floodgate to pharmaceutical companies to go ahead and attack his own people. Hey, folks, the Bushes are neck deep in crimes against humanity. Let me just tell you that for the record. And we call it the Bush regime. The Clintons are as well. So are the Obamas. Folks, it's pretty crazy. It really is. And so are the Trumps. But let me get back to this. I want to go back to the founder of ADHD. And I want you to listen to his name. His name is Leon Eisenberg. He calls himself the father of the ADHD. No such thing. Listen, in his last interview before his death, he said that ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Did you hear what he said? The father of the ADHD, no such thing, Leon Eisenberg, confessed on his deathbed that there is no such thing as ADHD. He said it's a prime example of a fictitious disease. Now, I want to ask the parents something because this is the point that I was just going to make. I'm just kind of curious. Do you think that the kids, when they come home, the first thing they want to do is be pushed in front of a television set for the television to raise them up? Yeah, and then when they get a little antsy because they got a lot of adrenaline running through them, you send them to public school. The nurse gets a kickback, and so do the doctors, for prescribing dangerous psychotropic drugs to the young people across the country. They're given vacations. They're given financial incentives. Oh, the list goes on. No joke. It's a fact, right? Do you think instead of actually taking care of your own children, do you think somehow or another you're taking responsibility by allowing the big pharma that nobody trusts anymore to go ahead and drug your kid up and to put these chemicals in their brains that don't belong there, namely chemicals from street drugs that were illegal in the 1950s? Because that's exactly what they are. It's exactly what they are. And that's all you have to do, and I'll get to that in just a moment, but I'm quoting Leon Eisenberg, the father of ADHD, who said it's a prime example of a fictitious disease. Okay, if you don't want to believe the guy that came up with what he calls the ADHD and calling it a prime example of a fictitious disease, then who will you believe? I mean, he thought he was cleaning his conscience out before God before he faced off with him. I tend to disagree with him. And I'm sure he had to pay the piper at the end of the day. But still, this is prevalent today. This is prevalent today. Why would you put your kids on these drugs? Why would you, because you're afraid that if you don't do it, the counselor might call the state and they might come take your kid. Again, just like I was talking about yesterday, can somebody tell me where the state has any children at all? They don't. See, again, it comes back to what's always said here. They're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. Oh, folks, just wait a minute. I'm going to get to some statistics concerning this fictitious disease called ADHD in just a moment. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of 3 decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and then our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's Word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the Word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
Yep. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, both morning show and afternoon show are over there. 10 to 15 articles, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com as well. And if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Wanted to give you this heads up before we get into the content real quick. The Grass Doesn't Work is a book that I wrote, folks, and I am telling you what a lot of fasting and prayer concerning the beginning years of ministry and during high school assemblies. This is easily the soundest book, the easiest book to understand, but the most valuable book for those baby Christians. And it also is applicable to the topic in which we're talking about right now. And I'm going to get into great detail. But go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the store, check them out. Also consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty keeping us out there, because without you, we cannot do the things that we do. We don't have sponsors, as you can hear. So just wanted to give you that fleece really quick as soon as we could, and we'll make it as quick as possible. And we just did that. We got Sal calling in from Colorado. Always love hearing from you, Sal. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, I've tried taking these brain salts, as they are sometimes called, and they make your brain not work properly. I tried taking, I can't remember, I believe it was called effects are. I took it for a couple of years, and I almost got ran over because it blocks something in your brain to make you make right decisions. And these things are dangerous. They're not studied after the first year or two of use, and they do bad things to your brain that your brain may not ever recover from. Think about this, people. It's really important. And they try to dump this on you, and the doctors tell you things. Well, if you don't care about yourself, then you're not going to try this.
Yep.
Don't listen to that garbage. It's a lie.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Sal. Totally appreciate it. Again, 281-845-4704. Let's get into Leon Eisenberg's fictitious disease, okay? I want you to listen to this, okay? There's been a dramatic rise in the sale of antidepressants in the past decade alone. And accordingly to the IMS Health, sales of antidepressants in the United States surpassed $11 billion. $11 billion. This is in 2010, okay? Antidepressants are one of the most commonly prescribed drugs given to young people. 4 out of 5 physicians prescribing antidepressants are not even psychiatrists, and the drugs are increasingly being given for non-psychiatric uses. Why would they do that? Because they're being instructed in school to sell and to diagnose the way that the pharmaceutical companies in Western medicine would have them diagnose. They're guinea pigs. It's like a journalist. Does anybody see a journalist out there coming through the mainstream media anymore? No, that's a thing of the past. That's why we call them useful idiots. They're reading from the teleprompter. Well, so it is with the doctors. I mean, folks, over the last 4 years, just to be truthful with you, if the Western medicine ever comes back and big pharmaceutical companies ever come back, the only way it's going to ever happen is when the people in this country rise up and bring judgment upon the heads of those that are responsible for the 20 million people that are no longer here on this earth. They're a part of the problem. And don't suggest to me that they don't know what's going on inside of the hospitals, because they do. They absolutely do. They're a part of the problem. They're at this point accomplices if they're still pushing the same narrative. Because, folks, there's enough information out there for anybody to understand what took place over the last 4 years in this country. Okay? The dramatic increase in usage could possibly, in direct connection to the controversial, listen carefully, as I was talking about setting up the kids, something called Teen Screen Survey given to children as young as 9 years old in public schools. Teen Screen has been responsible for policing the mental health of students over the past decade. And more public schools have brought in the manipulative survey for children, setting them up for a prescription. For example, one of the questions asked concerning kids in public school, has there been a time where you felt you couldn't do anything well, or that you weren't as good looking or as smart as other people? I mean, as if to suggest that when you say, yeah, I felt that way before. Here's the question. Who hasn't felt that way before? Well, guess what? That's how they're setting them up for the fall. So when they say, yeah, I felt like that before, maybe we need to prescribe some sort of dangerous psychotropic drugs, these antidepressants. I want to go back to this in the end of the sentence and put it together for you in context. Maybe we need to get them on some sort of these antidepressants that made $11 billion just in 2010, regardless of what Leon Eisenberg, the father of the ADHD, when he said ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. In spite of that, I think, you know what? I think it would be a wise choice and a good choice to go ahead and prescribe these dangerous antidepressants to your children. I mean, folks, really? Here's another question they ask kids. In the last year, has there been any situation when you had less energy than usual? I feel that every day of my life. And guess what? It's a complete and a direct reflection of what I'm eating, my intake, right? It's interesting. When I fast, I got a lot of energy. When I eat, I get tired. Yeah, because your body's doing something that it wasn't doing when it was fasting. Hello? Nearly 20% of the students who take the survey are then labeled mentally ill in public schools, which then leads to a prescription all by design. They're being coached to a prescription, okay? This process is being sold as suicide prevention. Hold on to that thought. However, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force found no evidence that screening for suicide risk reduces suicide attempts. Hold on to that thought. In past generations, parents would train their children up in the way that they should go using the rod of correction, Proverbs 22, to drive foolishness from the hearts of their children. Well, now the pharmaceutical companies compete for the position contrary to that which God commanded. And who are the parents giving their kids over to? Well, if the parents are allowing them to do it, they're the ones that are guilty of transgressing God's moral law. And yet then they want to go ahead and let the kid eat the fruit of their disobedience. That's insane. In the meantime, pharmaceutical companies are raking in hundreds of millions of dollars while American students are being used as political and medical guinea pigs. This is all factual information. Okay? In the meantime, pharmaceutical companies, again, are raking in hundreds of millions of dollars a day. Did you know, and this is what's also been, they've been in the process of this for a long time. Most Americans don't even realize that the administrations are attempting to deputize the medical industry to screen the mental health of every American. That's why they're talking about mental health issues, because they want to be the ones that have the power to deem who needs what, when they need it, how much they need of it, when, so on and so forth. So herein lies the problem. The attention deficit, this is the deficit that lies within the responsibility of the parents, not the kids. See, they used to chastise kids in this country. Now they just put them on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Now, to further add to injury, the injury that we're talking about with the help of the NEA, students are now being made a prey to a teacher. And we talked about this the other day, but I want to get to more of this in just a moment. I'm going to go ahead for the sake of time and get to Joni here calling in from Georgia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Joni. What say you, my friend?
Oh, really? This is such a topic. I saw it in the schools when I was a school nurse. These kids, if you look at them on these medications, their eyes are just glazed over. Their affect is very flat. It's very hard to get them to, you know, see a good emotion because their brains, their developing brains, are being so messed with on these drugs. And when you, and I had known about what the father of ADHD said, that, you know, it was just all fake, he made it up. You say that to a doctor, and I'm going to tell you what, they will come down on you like, what do you know? You didn't go to medical school. Well, no, I didn't have to. I just had to read what the guy said about it. But you're messing with the development of kids. And a lot of these children are bored. They are terribly bored. Nobody has taken the time to listen to them to find out what they're really interested in and give them a curriculum for that. Give them an outlet for that to keep them occupied, their brain occupied. You might have a student or a child that's very interested in history. We'll play to that. Give him that. You might have a child that's interested in English, math. Play to that. But get them out of the schools. Get them out of those public indoctrination centers because of the fact that they are not playing to their talents. They're not trying to find their talents. And you don't need a non-medical person like a teacher saying, oh, I think your child's got ADHD, when the problem is the curriculum is not challenging for what the child needs. Pull them out, educate them at home, or get them in another educational program, private school, whatever, but get that child's interest going.
Amen.
And we will have a better, productive child.
Amen. I totally appreciate it, Joni. You know, it's interesting. They've even taken some of these kids that are just unruly, and what they'll do is they'll basically take them into the special schools. And those special schools, they've noticed that when they remove the pop and the candy and they started feeding them healthier foods, within 1 week, them kids are completely different than they were when they first came into that school. It's their diet. It's in many cases their diet.
You've got to have nutrition.
Yep.
Yep. You got to have proper nutrition. Get rid of those toxins and poison.
Amen. Thank you for the call, Joni. Totally appreciate you, kiddo. 281-845-4704. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to show you the side effects on the back of these antidepressant boxes. If anybody wants to contend, here I am. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty. Just a quick heads up. Not only will we be doing events in Pensacola, Florida, but we will also be doing the Sons of Liberty Conference with Alex Newman and other guest speakers to be announced. This will take place at Grace Community Church, 1060 West Granada Boulevard, Ormond Beach, Florida, just outside of Daytona, April 22nd, 2025 at 6 to 8 p.m. Hope to see you there. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just got a quick question for you guys out there, especially those that are watching on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or Before It's News. This is great. This arm here for the microphone is fantastic. I have one computer here with tabs on it. I have another computer over here on the left side with tabs on it. And then I have another computer down here. So I'm literally looking at all of this at all times. But I thought about putting a microphone down like one of these. I mean, would that be weird or would that be odd? Because I think it would be a little bit more convenient, because it's not like I'm trying to hide my face. It's just very convenient. I just wanted your take. What do you think? Do you think the little guy here or the arm stays? It's your call, like everything else. And by the way, speaking of your call, sonsoflibertymedia.com, that store is yours per request. Okay, it's not like we're making a house, the Lord's house, a den of thieves in any sense of the word. It's all scripture based. It's premised on the Word of God in testimony, and that is the gift of prophecy. And with that, friends, all those books are written for you. They're made for you. The music's there for you. We're not doing this because we don't have anything better to do. And it's not like we're getting rich anyways, being a black and white ministry the way that we are. So please take the time, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the store. If this is the first time listening to us, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what we have been doing for the last 25 years in ministry. Don't take it from us. Take it from them. But I can tell you this. We have put our hand to the plow. We haven't looked back, and we've been doing for the last 25 years because we only have one opportunity in doing so. But the point is, folks, please check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. That is your store per your request. Your orders will be sent out tomorrow. You'll have your orders within 3 to 5 days. We say 2 to 3 from coast to coast, from Minnesota to Texas. So again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Let's go ahead and finish this off because tomorrow I really want to, we've been doing a lot of tearing down here, folks. A lot of expose. And I'm talking about, you know, by the laws, the knowledge of sin. I'm showing you a lot of lawlessness that's been going on in public schools. And I'm doing this for the sake of loving on you and loving on your kids. That's what motivates me because I was that kid. And furthermore, we are our brother's keeper. Okay, I want to go back to this, and I want to hit this so you can see exactly the side effects concerning these dangerous psychotropic drugs. By the way, if you want to call in, 281, final segment, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Thank you for making us the number one show on VBS, friends. Totally appreciate that. That's only something that you can do. We cannot fabricate that. It's you doing this. One of the things that Joni was just talking about, and yes, Joni, you did a fantastic job as usual, and I always appreciate when you call in, ma'am. But with that, one of the things I thought about when you were talking was, you know, concerning the young people and how they need to be eating healthy and how they need to get off these dangerous psychotropic drugs. You said that you need to get them out of the public school. Totally agree. And then you started to talk about the vaccinations. We've spent so much time on that. I'm not avoiding that topic. It's just we've nailed it so many times. But that is a part of the equation, friends. They're also trying to tell you your kids better be vaccinated. No, the state has no children. It has no constitutional authority to tell you that your kid has to have some of their bioweapon in their body before they can be a part of it. Now, which one are you going to do? Are you going to listen to the Lord? Are you going to go ahead and do it your way again to only feel the recompense of your disobedience towards the Lord? Because again, you're going to reap what you sow. It rains on the just and the unjust. And I'm thinking of Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Okay? Chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Now, again, I want you to understand what I was thinking about when I was talking to Joni. Listen to this. One of the things that came up was, did you know that the dramatic rise in sale of antidepressants went up to $11 billion? And that was in, again, as I said earlier, in 2010. That was 2010. But I want you to listen to this. Just because much of the research that's sold to you is less than the actual bioweapons themselves, and in this case, the dangerous psychotropic drugs. Here, I'll give it to you. 1 out of 10 boys among 10 years old takes medication for this fictitious disease called ADHD on a daily basis, with an increasing tendency. It doesn't curb it. It actually aids it, okay? And again, with the help of Teen Screen surveys in public schools, they're attempting to set the children up for the fall. Now, this is what I want you to hear. When you go over to Mark Andre Gagnon and Joel Lection, a longtime researcher of pharmaceutical promotion, performed a study which shows that the U.S. pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotion. On promotion. Versus the 13.4% for research and development. What's more important to them? Profits. And isn't it interesting that the said government, never in the history of mankind have you ever heard anybody operate this, but for some reason or another, the American people have allowed the said representative government to operate out of delegated authority, operating in such a way that they can go ahead and force you to take their bioweapons concerning vaccines and dangerous psychotropic drugs without punity. In other words, they're impervious. They think they're above the law. If somebody's maimed, they're murdered by their drugs, you can't do anything about it. This is what the courts are saying today. This, again, is why you see vigilantism on the rise. People are taking things into their own hands. Why? Well, let me say this. They're doing what they should have always done. And what's happened is the courts are no longer serving up justice, so the people are having to do what they're failing to do. People are starting to understand that, wait a second, I should have did this from the get-go because I'm the government and these criminals, these tyrants, they work for me and look what they're doing. They're serving up injustice over and over and over again when it comes to the vaccines and the dangerous psychotropic drugs. How come it is that these said tyrants in black robes are saying the people can't do anything to these big pharmaceutical companies? Nonsense. Nonsense. That lie is straight from the pit of hell, friends. What, they can kill their own people, they can murder their own people, and they're not to be held accountable for it? Hey, folks, read Leviticus 17:11. Put that up against John 10:10, the first part. I just got done telling you the pharmaceutical industry, 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotion versus 13.4% for research and development. Folks, the research and development was second to their sales. Period. You ready for this? So what raises the question here and what begs the question here in this conversation we're having, are they safe? No. Again, it's a fictitious disease. They created it. Okay. If you look at the black box warning, listen to this. Listen to the black box warning for yourselves. Don't listen to Bradley. Listen to what it says on the back of these dangerous psychotropic drugs. What's the side effects of these antidepressants? Confusion. Number one. Number two, depersonalization. They separate themselves. Number three, hostility. Yep. Number four, hallucinations. This is on the back of the box. And this is what they're trying to sell to you as being good for your kids. Number five, manic reactions. Number six, you ready for this? They're selling it to the people as suicide prevention when in fact it increases suicide. It's called suicidal ideation. It says so right on the back of the box. Number seven, loss of consciousness. Knocks them out. Number eight, delusions. Yeah, many of them will see demonic activity, friends, and they'll respond to it. Not a joke. Number nine, feeling drunk. Number 10, alcohol abuse. And number 11, you ready for this one? You want to know why there's all this road rage going on in these school shootings? One of the side effects is homicidal ideation. They're moved to murder. Is this insane? Yep. And yet, we look at practitioners such as Edward C. Hamlin, who said in 1998, he said, ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. See, the attention deficit, again, lies in the responsibility of the parents, not the children. I want to end with this because I got 1 minute left. I had a family member I found that was on those antidepressants. This is probably 20 years ago. And I knew something was wrong because this kid was acting like he was scared. He didn't want to be around anybody. And I seen it so much in the schools that I walked up to him and I said, "Does your mom have you on antidepressants?" And he looked at me with tears in his eyes, scared to death, and he said, "Yes." I, that same day, called the doctor. You want to play? Play with somebody else. I called that little drug peddler. They call doctors today. I said, "Do you got this kid on antidepressants?" And I said, "If so, I want to make clear that you understand something." I said, "I'll have your license before the week is up." The very next day, she cut off all supply to that young man. That's what you do. If you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. It's time that you start acting like who God has created you to be. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.